Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two Ozark, Missouri pastors are publicly claiming they were able to regrow a woman's three amputated toes in just 30 minutes with the power of prayer. You may have heard about the megachurch pastor John Lindell when he made the claim during a live stream of the James River Church's March 15th service. Now, he said the creative miracle occurred the day before at the Joplin James River Church campus when guest pastor Bill Johnson was leading a prayer service for the church's Week of Power. Christina Sue Dines is the one who's publicly backed the claim, saying that she can now stand on her tippy toes that were shut off.
Who's Chrissy Thompson then? Oh, she has two names because she was married once before? Okay, all right.
Yeah, so she claims that she now has tippy toes again. They've regrown her toes. It took 30 minutes for the toes, or it took a couple minutes for the toes and then 30 minutes for the nails to kick in.
Oh, and that, well, the other guy says it was overnight, but let's not get hung up on the crazy details, shall we?
Right.
She's standing there. Let me give it to you from their point of view. This is what the pastor laid out for his megachurch. This isn't a shed behind the trailer park with, you know, the wannabe David Koresh.
No, this is a big deal church.
This involves a creative miracle. Chrissy Thompson was shot three times in 2015 by her husband and was in a coma for 2 months. Her injuries included the need to have three toes amputated. When Pastor Bill asked if anyone needed a creative miracle, Chrissy responded that she had three toes amputated. Kelly, who serves on the prayer team, told her that the Lord wanted to grow her toes back tonight. So Kelly had her take off her shoe, anointed where each of the toes would be, and began to pray. The skin began to change color. Pretty soon there was a pulse in the foot that she could feel.
Boom, boom.
All of a sudden, Chrissy said, "Are you kidding me?
This little piggy came from heaven."
And they saw the toes began to grow.
It's not even his story that gets me going. It's the crazy clapping and belief in the audience about the toes that heaven brought.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, there's more. Several other team members joined in to pray with Kelly. Bone began to form where there was none before. As the ladies prayed for Chrissy, you want to stay standing because, I mean, this is me back up here. As the ladies prayed for Chrissy over the next 30 minutes, all three toes grew, and by that point were longer than her pinky toe. Within an hour, nails began to grow on all the toes.
That's where the applause gets.
This morning, she went to Kelly's husband's, a medical doctor. She went and was examined. She has three toes. So...
He verified. We only took it from a professional. We wouldn't accept anybody else's opinion on whether or not those were three actual toes. Now, Chrissy herself had a little bit to say, and she's delightful in her own way.
I had three toes that were amputated in a terrible accident. I heard the word for creative miracles, and I thought, well, I certainly have a creative miracle that I might need. I need three toes to grow back. The person next to me said, "Do you want new toes?" And I was like, well, sure. All the women got down and they prayed over my foot. And I decided to take my shoe off to see what was happening when he said, let's see the progress or if anything's happened. And when I did, I had to grab the person next to me and say, do you see what I see? And I saw three toes that were forming and now there's length to them. Tonight, I can stand on my tippy toes. Listen, do you understand? I can stand on tippy toes. No, I couldn't do that because I didn't have toes to tippy on.
The Internet. Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information. Technology. E-commerce. And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Today's website is in response to the story you just heard. This is showmethetoes.com. Show me the toes, TOES.com. TS is the creator of Show Me the Toes. TS, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Praise the Lord, son. He's giving out toes.
Yes, apparently.
This is a level of crazy that I have so much enjoyment with. I mean, I really, really enjoy it because everybody's in on it. The girl, the preacher, the audience, the church, everybody's going to sign off on what is clearly, there's no chance it's real.
Well, I mean, I'm just here asking them to show the proof. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've yet to give my opinion publicly on it, but once this absurdity came out, it was just too much for me to let pass by.
Yeah. So tell me what you think. Do you think, I believe she has toes on her foot. Don't
I mean,
you think?
I believe the toes are gone.
Okay.
You know, that's what a lot of people are saying, right? Is that how do we even know that she was missing toes?
See, here's the way I would do it. If I were a grifter preacher, I would find somebody with toes and then have them tell the backstory that I was missing toes. That way I could pull my toes out.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they really thought through this one really well because the girl herself also is probably not the most credible person to have giving information, right? So I've received no shortage of emails from people that want to tell every dirty secret about Christy Dines, Christina Thompson, Christy Thompson. Whatever name she's going by these days.
So I thought there was just maybe a married thing. So these are aliases, maybe?
Well, I mean, she's been married a couple of times, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They had a another ex, not the one that tried to kill her, but they had another ex that had given statements saying that the whole thing was BS. But she's an interesting character, and.
I just wonder why, God showed up for the bring the toes back, but not when she was being murdered.
Yeah, and what's crazy about the whole thing is that she went there because, I think there's a little bit of misconception about the toes is that people say her husband shot her toes off.
No,
it's
no.
Like, no, her husband actually shot her in the stomach with the 12 gauge. And she was she's missing parts of her intestines, or she has damage to them. And she went there to get prayed for because her stomach has severe issues and no stomach healing, apparently, but three new toes.
Jesus loves the little piggies. That's just a very...
Apparently, yeah.
You clearly, and I was just looking at a picture of it, she may have lost the toes to diabetes. I'm not sure how they came off.
Jesus. Oh, there could be the potential there. But no, actually, she lost them because of a complication from an IV drip, a heparin IV drip, I believe, when she was in the hospital, and it almost
so heparin's took her whole foot off. Heparin's a blood thinner.
Yes.
So I didn't know that's going to happen, but do you believe that she really did lose toes?
Yeah.
Is that we can confirm that?
I have pictures confirming so.
Oh. Well, see, this is a terrible scam then, because I'd reverse engineered this because at some point they're going to want to see your toes.
Well, I mean, I'll give you my opinion on what I think happened.
Yes, I'd like that.
Sure. So I think like in these scenarios, I mean, this is not the only miracle they claim, right? So they've claimed in the last couple of years, 2,500-ish miracles have occurred at their church. Everything from people being healed of, cancer, have cartilage regrown in their knees, back pain, blood pressure, diabetes, you know, dementia, all kinds of crazy stuff. So, you know, normally they just go up there and they say, hey, you know, Johnny came up and got healed of, you know, his knees don't hurt anymore. And everybody claps and does the whole reaction. In this case, because of that backstory, they were like, oh, we've got one here, guys. Let's sensationalize this. So, you know, they tell her full name, which they don't normally do. They tell her full name. They tell her backstory. Then they make a video of her showing what she looks like, her mannerisms. Like, impossible not to be able to find this lady. I mean, within an hour, you know, people were commenting. And then some, you know, person going there who was all in on the, you know, believing it, writes a Facebook post that's on the website that goes viral, gets shared 900 times of people saying, listen to this crazy story. Like, right. You know, this is nonsense. So, you know, they would have never guessed in a million years that some, you know, person thought they were doing a good thing, just believing that it happened, you know, sharing with the world this miracle of Chrissy Thompson's toes, would have went viral and blown it to smithereens. They would have never thought that, you know. So now they're on in recovery mode. You know, her video's down. They're not
showing the miracle to everybody. That's crazy.
Not showing the miracle. Not doing that. Telling people that they're protecting her because, you know, she has a tragic backstory. And it's like, listen, you guys didn't have to tell the world who this person was. Like, you know, if anybody exploited this person, it's the church. Like, I've kind of. You know, I have tons of information about Chrissy Thompson.
I don't feel like she could be exploited if she's going along with the I now have toes angle.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, the whole thing is wild.
But, how much money do you think that you have to give someone to have to go through this? Because at some point, if they don't keep donating, giving her money, she's going to come clean because she'll make more money by selling the story.
I mean, I have been you know, told by people in the know that she's pretty destitute, so I don't think it would take much.
No, I'll give her $1,000 to show me her foot. I'll tell you right now, I'll give her, come up with $1,000. She comes up here, shows me her foot, I'll give her $1,000 cash.
I've had people offer $10,000 and want to put it out there. So that might be something that happens at some point.
You start making that viewable to her, trust me, that little piggy will come to market.
Yeah, I can imagine. But you know, sneak preview is that the next thing they say is going to happen is that they're going to raise people from the dead.
Super good. So, zombie launch 2023. Let's bring it.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, show me the undead.com might be the next next website.
Show me. Like, are they going to do it like Pet Cemetery style? Like, I wonder how they're going to do it. Like,
I mean, if you look at, I think if anything, it'd be more Weekend at Bernie's style is what we'd be looking at. But yeah, it's the whole thing is absurd. There's a lot of levels to it, but
and I'm not even saying that this is some kind of a disbelief in a higher power or God himself. Whatever. That is not what's on up for discussion here. We're talking about just grifters stealing money from people in the form of crazy stories that are so absurd that I'm mostly pissed off at the people sitting there clapping for it. I'm like, you people piss me off the worst.
You know, this one was an easy one to key in on. You know, they've said and they've responded in, you know, to the criticism of the, you know, we had even bigger miracles than this. And it's like, no, this is your flagship miracle. It's the one that you made the huge story. The other preacher that was there went back to his church in California and told everybody. And, you know, all three accounts that are recorded of it, of people telling the story, are different. But, you know, I want the listeners to know that, you know, there's an inherent danger to what they're doing. And, you know, when you have people that are thinking and believing that they're healed of things that they maybe take medication for, or, you know, have issues with, I mean, people saying they're healed of epilepsy and then they, you know, stop taking their medication without going to the doctor, you could die. Like, their excuse is that you can lose your healing. If you stop believing, then you can lose it. I mean, they have like an out there. So
that used to be the Pentecostal way when you would, the snake churches, right? So these guys, we used to have this guy on the show who, by the way, I liked very much. He was a Pentecostal snake preacher and he knew that it was a crazy kind of a thing. But in the middle of the service, you know, you'd reach in, there'd be a big tub of rattlesnakes and copperheads, and he'd put both his hands in, and if your faith was strong enough, you wouldn't be bitten by the serpent. It's very biblical. Then, if you are bitten, you cannot go to the hospital. You must believe that God will heal you. And, of course, sadly, eventually the poor bastard died. But I think we knew him for 5 years. And we'd check in with him a couple times a year. And his hands had eventually gotten all gnarled up and didn't work half the time. But that was that to his point, to T.S.'s point, if you say that you don't believe, they've already built in the out for them. Oh, he didn't have enough belief. That's why he died. He went to the hospital.
You can lose it. Yeah. So I'm waiting to say, to hear the story of, Chrissy's toes grew back, but they fell off because she didn't have enough faith. Lost it.
That's exactly right. You know what? That's exactly what they'll do. They'll be like, they'll get a little backstory on her, just like you're getting. And they'll be like, she was also an adulterer of Elena. She was terrible. She used the drugs. She didn't believe. And so Jesus, he took the toes right back. Boop, boop. He's an Indian toe giver.
Yep. You can go on there. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that, actually, in criticism, say they didn't know that God was an Indian giver. Yeah. You failed in your belief. But the interesting thing, too, with a lot of this is that, what they believe is that in their theology is that Jesus always heals, that's 100% of the time kind of thing. And they have some weird ways of going about it. But
how much does that cost for that eternal life?
I mean, they're doing good, man. They got a lot of flat screen TVs all over the church.
How many members in that? Because it's a big church.
I think if I were to guess, I believe it's around 15,000 is what they have. Plus they have.
I got to get in the Jesus online business. Let's start a church. Seriously,
yeah, it's tax free too, man. Oh, I mean, you're good. You're all good. Think of the profit margins, right? Oh. I mean, selling.
Great pun, by the way. The profit margins.
free miracles, and you give out free miracles, and they pay you for it. It's awesome. It's crazy.
Any word from the church on the website? ShowMeTheToes.com.
They have not validated me yet, so apparently haven't been firing them up enough to be able to get them to say anything about it. But it's been building, I don't know where this thing goes. If it continues to get bigger and bigger, websites had about 85,000 views in the week. And, for a 30-minute website that I created, that's pretty good. And, my social media has been growing. I don't make a dime off of this. This is not, the right thing to do. We shine the light in the direction of, okay, you guys said there's 2,500 miracles. We just want to see proof of one.
Yeah, that's give me
it.
The piggies.
And it's this one.
Listen, because in the end, who really gets it? The people cramming for finals, old people. They end up giving all their money to them, eating cat food on their last days of their lives because these guys are grifters taking the last bit. Because, grandpa and grandma are worried about what they did in 1982 and they're trying to get to heaven.
Yep.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yep.
Let me know if they show you the toes. I sadly am a doubting Thomas. I'm a skeptic about there being some toes there. But we will try to get Chrissy on. If you get a phone number, you get any way to track her, give it to us. We will go for it.
Hey, anybody out there that knows Chrissy, if you know her, you can get in contact with her. Go through the website. You can email me proof@showmethetoes.com. I would be glad to give her the platform to tell her story and either come clean or prove that it's real or whatever she wants to do. But, if you are lying, Chrissy, the burden of carrying that, it's not going to last forever. The church is not going to stay by your side from now until the end of time. They're not. They're going to move past this and think past this. And eventually somebody's going to catch her at the water park or something and, look down and see your flip-flop,
Listen, hold on. Greg just told me he put a little song in for Chrissy. Hold on, I'll let you hear it. I haven't heard it yet either.
Jesus loved Chrissy's piggies, and when things were looking kind of bleak, the Lord, he did just what was right and made them grow back overnight. Now she can wear flip-flops without looking like a freak.
I can stand on my tippy toes. Listen, do you understand? I can stand on tippy toes. No, I couldn't do that because I didn't have toes to be on.
Would you like that for your website?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Email it on over. I'll post it.
You know what? Game on. I'm going to put you on with Jake. Stay there. TS, thank you. Website of the day, showmethetoes.com.
This has been the website of
from the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.